And welcome everyone to another
squeaky clean edition of the Hour Bomb.
Squeaky clean edition of the Hour
That's
Bomb?
That's right. We're brought to you this week by Ku Klux Kyle's White Dry Cleaning, where they only service white clothing.
Wow. Holy shit. Can't believe you went there with that. Anyway.
That actually comes from Kevin Critterton.
Oh, okay. So, welcome to, I'm not even going to go there. Welcome to another squeaky clean edition. A squeaky clean edition of the Hour Bomb. I am your host, the 2013 TWR Personality of the Year, the illustrious Jason Halbert. Eh, shit.
You fail.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. All right, you can stop. Thank you. Joined, as always, by my partner in partners in crime.
The Big Bad Booty Daddy!
Tried the Big Adrian Master, too. Thank you.
Hey, in studio crowd. Stop it. All right, thank you. And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
Crowd still doesn't like you. No, and hey, guys, we're joined by a special guest this week.
Are we?
Oh, really?
Yes. Ain't
no stopping me. No.
Wait a minute. We got Shelton Benjamin.
No, we ain't got Shelton Benjamin. No. However, we are joined by who is it, Adrian?
Ku Klux Kyle from the wrestling. Oh yeah, New York Times best-selling author, writer of several books on. Stuff I've never read.
We apologize in advance.
I bought two copies though.
No, thank you. Wait, where? I didn't get royalties for shit. What the hell?
Yes, we're joined by Kyle Robinson. He sometimes writes some stuff for the site. Me and him worked on a nice little piece for the website.
Yeah, actually read that. You guys did a nice job on that.
Yes, we both had completely different stories about with our experience with the network, so that was fun.
Yeah.
And, so, yeah.
I'm still sorry for what happened to you with that whole thing.
Do what?
I said, I'm sorry for you for what happened, with what happened throughout that week to you. It looked like you had such a shitty time.
And, you know, the hardest thing for me to watch was 1993 Survivor Series. How hard was it to get that to work right? I mean, was there really that many people that are like, you know, I think I want to see the Foreign Fanatics against the All-Americans. Click. I mean, and it was terrible quality at first, too. Thankfully, they finally got their shit together, and I was able to watch it all the way through.
That's good.
So, it took a while, but I'm starting to like it more and more.
I enjoyed the whole, so far I haven't had a whole lot of problems with it. I haven't messed with it much the last 2 days, but I went to watch something the other day, and I looked up, because I was in the middle of playing a game, and I looked up, and I'm like, I just realized this looks like a bad ripoff of Mario. It's all blocky and shit. What the hell?
Yeah, I was watching NXT today, and it took a while for it to,
clear up.
Yeah, it looked kind of blocky for a while.
It fixed itself probably about 2-3 minutes in, but it was really weird to look up, and it's like, I don't know what any of that is.
Yeah, Emma looked like Princess Peach. So, I'm like, huh? Peach?
What?
Yeah. So, Kyle, so what kind of stuff, what kind of stuff do you like to do? You like to do...
There was a your mom joke there, but I'm not going to go there. I play video games and randomly talk to people for fun. I don't know. I have no life.
You have no life whatsoever?
Like, legit. I don't. No.
Yeah, I mean, at least
I have no friends. Nobody likes me. Haven't you figured that out yet?
I have not figured that out.
You should have.
Okay.
According to Jake, I'm pretty much like a typical American, and everybody hates me.
Well, no one listens to what AA has to say.
No. We don't care about him. So you do a podcast for the network, right?
Yes, sir. I'm assuming I'm supposed to insert a plug here?
Yes.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay, I wanted to make sure. I didn't want to steal the thunder from you guys. me and Jake Mullen, the illustrious Jake Mullen, Australian.
Hey,
the illustrious is copyrighted.
Yeah, that's copyrighted, trademarked, and I need royalties now for that dickhead.
Send you a 27-cent check in the mail, asshole.
That'll work.
We'll take it.
Anyway, so you and Double A.
Yeah, wait, what?
We refer to him as...
There's a story there, apparently I missed.
We just constantly refer to him as the angry Australian, so we've named him the new Double A.
Yes.
You guys really are assholes.
I thought he was an angry aborigine.
I thought Jake was just full of crap, but no, you guys really are dicks. Okay with that though, whatever. It's not me you're insulting, so fuck it.
No, we like you.
No, hey, we do the wrestling niche, which is not live yet. Hopefully it will be soon. Thursdays on TWR.
All right.
Yeah. We are pretty much kind of a sad ripoff of Wrestling Randomness. We figured that out a couple weeks ago.
Well, aren't we all really, if you think about it?
In a sense, yeah, but like, if you would have, and I don't listen to the edited stuff just because I hate listening to myself talk. So when Jake edits it and puts it up, I trust his judgment, and it's just like, okay, go with it. We went in thinking we were going to do an hour and a half long show, and 3 hours later, we had deviated so far off course. I'm pretty sure I was probably about to get sodomized by Bigfoot.
Jesus Christ. So it's kind of like us, but we have a time limit.
We don't. And I think a time limit would help us, but it got so bad at one point that we actually started arguing about Chris Benoit, and the next thing you know, we looked up and 45 minutes had gone away.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, holy shit, what just happened?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's not just a once-a-week thing. Like, that happens all the time. We'll start talking about random things, and it doesn't even have to be wrestling-related. It's just, we'll get on a topic, and then for some reason, our brains just go, it's a shiny object. Let's follow it into the abyss.
I thought we were the ADD show of the network. Apparently, we're not.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, there's several of us.
We're on our meds. Shiny objects placed around my house on purpose. And yeah, okay.
Oh, we're on our meds?
You see, we're on our meds. They're ADD without meds.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, we need a good stiff injection of, like, heroin or something. I don't know if that shit would work, but that's the worst thing.
Even Richard agrees that they are worse.
Wow. What, you're right?
Even Richard in the chat says that you guys are worse than we are.
Oh, it's horrible. Like, I can't even put into words how... And it's probably even... You guys probably hear a better version than we do, because we'll do it, and then we'll look up, realize that, you know, an hour and a half has randomly disappeared for no apparent reason. And then we just, I'm assuming he edits it down so that you don't have like a 3 hour show of us just kind of sitting there twiddling our thumbs going, well, this is interesting. Okay, let's talk about this. Oh, wait, there's a squirrel. So, yeah.
Nice. Oh, my God.
It's fun though. We have fun. It's a lot of it. When he approached me and asked me if I would be interested in it, I didn't think it was going to go very far, but I'm glad that I told him yeah. And it's a hell of a ride. It's a lot of fun to do.
Let's see. I've got I subscribed to your thread.
Oh yeah,
Beyond Pod. So let's see. How long is this show here? Episode number 8. Oh, it's only 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, that one. They're not like we're not like 4.5 hours long, because at that point my ass would start to get numb and I'd get pissed and wouldn't want to be there no more. But
roll call.
You're cutting off our guest.
Well, I mean, we like it.
He
just basically told if we don't cut him off, he's going to go on for.
Okay,
the
you're
time.
Right.
So I mean,
you're right. All right. So all right, we'll let you plug some more shit later. Don't worry.
Oh yeah.
All right. Jesus all right. Christ. All right, so who we got in the chat?
Well, I know we for sure have Blue Wizard.
Hey, bulk up.
We have Mr. 269 Richard.
Hey, bulk up.
We have me.
Yeah, I'm not going to bulk up you.
We have Montana Man.
Hey, bulk up.
We have Hooks.
Bulk up.
And we have Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Really?
Wait, what?
Yeah, she's listening to the show right now. I just got a message.
You know... Here's the thing. She's on a show on CBS called The Crazy Ones. Her and Robin Williams, right?
Uh-huh.
It's a good show. Good show. Right. Funny show. I don't like the way she looks now, though. She didn't age well.
Really?
I think she's still pretty.
Yeah. No. Like, she's I thought she was hot when she was Buffy kicking the shit out of people, but maybe she had a botched nose job. I don't know. I'm good.
She
was
Buffy?
Yeah.
Holy shit!
What? Oh my God! Big fat fail to you, Kyle.
My bad, man. I didn't. No, yeah.
And we're talking the television series. We're not talking about the movie.
No, I hated the TV show. Liked the movie, hated the TV show.
I didn't like many of the WB shows either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like many of the WB shows. Anyway, go ahead. Do we have anyone else in the chat? Why is the chat not working right?
We got a bunch of anonymous users in there, so I don't know.
And it shows like everyone is anonymous.
Yeah, it's really weird.
The only people it shows is Hooks, Richard, and I think Leonard. That's it.
It says I have 12 users online on mine.
It says we have 13, but if you click where it says that, it's only showing Adrian, Richard, Leonard, and Hooks.
And 9 anonymous.
9 anonymous.
I see that now. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. Yep. So if you click, if you're in the chat, throw something out there so we know.
Yeah, because, I mean, otherwise, you're just an anonymous user, and we just say, fuck you.
Yeah, we got two messages on the...
I'm
on the bed. It's Tom Long.
Probably.
Let's see here. We got messages, and they are...
Tom Long.
And there you go.
Yeah, all right.
And Tom Long.
Walk up to Tom Long.
There you go. And let's see.
Got people that listen on the download.
Oh, I just now noticed that it has, like, the last message, like, right there on the...
Oh, I never noticed that either.
Yep.
But I don't ever have the chat page pulled up more doing the show.
I'm usually looking at the bottom anyway.
Anyway.
So. Yeah. Let's see. Other people listen to the show. Who we got here?
Yeah, you know what? They get them often enough. Tune into live chat every now and then, and we'll get it. You get it every week.
Yeah, ball cup.
I'm done giving ball cups to downloaders.
I'm not.
That's so mean.
It is. You're a dick.
That's part of your audience. That's all the audience I got. What the hell?
Yeah.
All right, fine.
I can't remember who else, though.
Kevin Critterden?
Yeah.
Leonard Taylor's in the chat this week, so we don't go to him.
Yeah.
What about the Rockfather?
Oh, yeah, Rockfather.
Piss off, motherfucker.
Where's Greg Papalopoulos?
Oh, yeah, where's that ball cup? Greg? Yeah, ball cup to him. Let's see. Who else we got? Our good friend Jake Burns.
Yeah, ball cup to him.
And Eric Thomas.
Yeah, ball cup.
And that's all I can think of now.
I'm good.
Okay, I'm good, too.
All right.
So, Adrian, you need to keep up with your match in Future Endeavors Wrestling.
You know?
Are you announcing your retirement?
I'm announcing my retirement.
An FEW?
I just don't like the game very much. It doesn't load very well on my computer, and I can't get it to work. I'm sorry, Richard.
I started playing it a little bit, and I'm like, I don't like this. So, sorry, Richard.
You feel like the nerd out of this whole group. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Why? Because you play the game?
You damn right I do.
Well, it's just because you play it doesn't mean you're a nerd. I just don't like it.
Yeah, which guy is your guy?
The kind of gay-looking one, Scott Jackson.
That is kind of gay.
Hey, shut up, man. It worked. It's better than being called Kyle Robbins, isn't it okay?
I'm surprised you didn't actually just name your guy KK Kyle.
Well, I made the character like 3 years ago. It was already there, so I just kind of went with it.
Who are you?
Let's see.
I don't even have this guy on my... I don't even have his guy on my friends list.
No, so
you don't like me, asshole.
I'm friends with you on Facebook.
You know, I was going to tell you, feel free to join in like the rest of us and rip on Heath, but, you know, you're just doing it by yourself.
I have a tendency to just not care and cross lines and do things that I'm not supposed to do, so.
Yeah, you're fine.
And besides, when you talk about nerdom, yeah, we play World of Warcraft and Diablo.
Dude, that's awesome!
Are you on Diablo?
I'm waiting for Diablo to roll out on the PS4.
I
bought Diablo 2 for like $20, the collector's edition from Walmart. Realized that the game was so damn old that you could install it in your computer and play it without the disc. So I loaded it all back in, took a bang, got my $20 back.
Wow. Who does that remind you of?
Well, we may have done that with a couple of World of Warcraft discs.
Not me, though. I own mine.
We'd buy the expansion for like $40. Me and Adrian each loan $20. We'd buy it, get the CD code out, load it up, take it back, say, oh, the disc is scratched. I'd actually scratch the disc up, take it back, go get another CD key. Voila, I'm good.
See, they didn't, they started,
I'm not gonna
they started doing the stupid
crime.
Electronic thing and can't take it back.
I never said. You really think I'm that dumb to do something like that? No, I'm not that dumb.
Okay, so you were just joking, and we never
of
actually
course.
Did
I'm that. Actually, I'm looking at my legit copies of yes. Cataclysm and Mists of Pandaria right there, because right I got there. The big old collector's edition of those.
I'm not joking, but if Walmart listens to this podcast, we've apparently reached a bigger milestone than we thought, so I don't give a shit.
Well, I'm not so much the Walmart, but, you know, if maybe there's an uppity employee that, never mind, that's not even likely.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, and
if it happens, you've reached a bigger fan base than you realized, And this was a really good PR stunt in my case.
Right?
So, you play World of Warcraft or what?
No, I can't ever get into that one, but like Diablo, I really like that. And I started playing Civilization V the other day, because I bought it a long time ago, couldn't get it to work, and then me and Jake were talking about it while we were recording, and I actually re-downloaded it and started it up, and the next thing I know, I spent 4.5 hours playing this fucking game that has 0 point, and I felt really odd, but at the same time, it was liberating for killing things, I don't know. I can't get into World of Warcraft because it costs money a month.
Yeah, alright.
It's the only game that I pay, actually.
Yeah, so. Same here. So anyway, we gotta get moving.
Yeah, we better.
Jesus Christ. So, we'll see.
I've been saving this for the show.
Yeah, we'll make it fast. Heath, how you been doing?
I'm tired as hell.
Good. Hey, we need a phone number update.
There is no update.
Sorry,
man.
Yeah, I know.
Well, did you talk to her? Did you text her? Did she just not answer back?
She just does not answer back.
Did she give you the number for Domino's? I mean,
no, it was her number.
Yeah,
because I did actually call her
the same woman from a couple weeks ago.
Yes. Yeah.
It was literally 2 weeks from this past Friday.
Yeah, I can tell you why she didn't want to talk to you.
She's not a listener.
Yeah, fuck you.
That's why. Anyway, Adrian, you doing good?
You know,
how's this week been?
All right,
good. I noticed you're still wearing the contacts, so eyes are doing good.
Yes, they're fine.
Good. And I'm doing good. I don't have much to talk about. So,
wait, hang on. What? I got this girl.
No, stop it. You're not there yet. Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
We've been doing this for a year. You should know how this works by now.
I'm confused.
Okay, shut up.
Kyle has me off track.
He has all of us off track. Anyway, so I think we'll talk about wrestling. How do you guys think about that?
Yeah, let's do that.
You good? All right. Good. Kyle, you got anything else you want to talk about? Just no. Say no, because I know you're going to have a lot to talk about.
I hate you guys right now.
Some of us have to, I don't, but some of these guys have to get up and go to work tomorrow morning. Yeah. I don't, but
I'm having fun. Fuck it, who cares? It's like a drunken party.
And my wife waits up for me, too, so I don't want to be too late. That's why we bumped the time back. So anyway, Heath, you got anything else you want to talk about?
No, I sure don't.
Okay. Hey, Adrian.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you would like to talk about now?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, good. With that, I guess we will.
Well,
start the time.
I do have this girl.
Oh, God. Shut up.
Yeah.
I guess we'll start talking a little Monday Night Raw here. All right, Monday Night Raw for March 3rd, 2014. The Usos won the tag titles. Oh, 10 to move on.
I mean, yep.
Jeez, he's one to hurry.
However, that's not entirely true. So the Usos do win the tag team titles off the New Age Outlaws on Monday Night Raw.
Okay.
It was a pretty good match, again.
Now, we almost all shit ourselves to begin with at the beginning of the show. Because
that was amazing.
We'd all been talking about it. And what kicks off Monday Night Raw? And
when it took longer than 10 seconds for him to come out, I knew he wasn't coming
out. Oh, yeah. And so we're all sitting there thinking, we're like, oh, my God, Mark Jones called it. He really called it. We're going to get some bad news. I'm like, holy shit.
Because I've got some bad news for you.
Because I figured he wasn't going to be there. You know, I mean, we reported the night before that it was possible he's going to be there, but it's possible he's going to be at my house tomorrow. Okay, maybe not a good possibility, but anything's possible. So he doesn't show up. Who walks out, Adrian?
Paul Heyman.
Yes. And how's that go?
Well, the crowd wasn't real happy.
Oh, I'm sure they weren't. I mean, after all, it is Chicago.
But they kind of, like, at first I think they were okay with it because they thought Paul was going to bring him back.
Uh-huh. For a minute, I thought he was coming out. I'm like, oh my God, is he aligned with Paul Heyman again?
Which would not necessarily be a bad thing.
No.
There's, sadly, right now, there's stronger faces than there are heels, for the most part, in the WWE.
Yep.
Your classical heel characters that you have with the Shield have gone more tweener.
Yep.
Orton's kind of leaning more tweener now.
Yeah, Batista's
booed the fuck out of the building still.
And Brock Lesnar is. So, Triple H, I mean...
The Wyatt families, they're kind of tweeners too. Yeah. I mean, almost. I mean, and that's because they got a lot of following right now.
But I mean, you've got a handful of real strong heels, and that's it. You've got two guys I can think of off the top of my head.
And that is?
Brock Lesnar and Batista. Other than that, like Adrian was saying, your heels are kind of tweeners at this point.
Yeah.
So, hey, whatever.
That's kind of Vince McMahon's fault, in essence.
Well,
they
maybe.
They've been trying to do that forever, and I guess... Like, I read this a while back that Vince wanted to kind of do away with the good guy, bad guy.
Well, right. You're not going to have as much of a, here's your superhero good guy, and here's your fucking stalker-type bad guy. I mean, they're getting rid of... they're not as gimmicky as they were, I guess, but...
Leonard wants to know, what about Ryback? He's a top...
Okay, Ryback's
a top. Yeah. Well, can we really call Ryback a top?
Oh, no, we can't say he's top anything, but yeah...
he's a heel.
He's a heel. So...
Michael McGillicuddy.
Yeah.
You know what? And this is something that I really wish I saw this. Actually, this actually really made me laugh, and I know this is a little off the subject at this point.
There's no fucking way in hell making it through my list this week. I already know it with this ADD group. Go ahead, Adrian.
But I really wish that Daniel Bryan, whatever Triple H says, he only fights A-plus players. He goes, then why did you wrestle Michael McGillicuddy last year?
That actually would have been funny.
I mean, because that would have been like the greatest line. You wrestled Curtis Axel on Raw.
And Axel is an A-plus player?
Apparently, what? Curtis Axel, A-plus player.
Daniel Bryan is a solid B-plus.
Uh-huh.
Right. So anyway, Heyman comes out, and everyone's chanting for Punk, and... Heyman basically says no one's more upset to see Punk, upset that he can't see Punk perform tonight than he is. He says if Punk was here, he'd be proving why he's the best in the world. Heyman wonders why Punk isn't here tonight and why nobody will talk about him anymore. He says there's one finger to point and there is someone to blame. He blames the fans. He says when Punk was with him, he was the longest running champion in the past 25 years, and he says the fans took Punk away from him and made Punk their hero. Heyman blames someone else, The Undertaker. Heyman says Punk's downward spell began when he couldn't beat the streak last year. He also tells Taker he wants revenge. How do you get revenge against The Undertaker? He wants to see the streak breaking by Brock. Or sorry, say it, Adrian.
Brock!
So anyway, and you know, so there out comes Brock Lesnar, and you know, I thought it was an okay way for them to address the CM Punk situation and kind of deflect it as well, because I don't think the fans were as pissed off. They were still pissed, but they weren't.
There was some shitting on certain segments, but I mean, it wasn't.
It wasn't the all out like what the crowd was wanting to do.
Yeah.
So I was just amazed that they actually talked about CM Punk. That's all.
Well, they did a pre-show too.
Yeah.
Here's my take on that is. They usually have a pretty strong policy on not mentioning people that aren't going to be active.
Right.
And there's something else that happened this week that really makes me think that we're going to see CM Punk back maybe at WrestleMania.
Okay.
If not before then.
Think he'll fuck Triple H?
I wouldn't be surprised if he screwed over Triple H or if he caused The Undertaker the streak.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I still think CM Punk should have won that last year, but that's just me.
No.
Shut up, Kyle. No one asked you. Actually, you know what? I forgot that as they were leaving, what's his name? Mark Henry comes out and then gets his ass kicked. Why are you going to send someone out there to get his ass kicked again?
Well, that's
what I do.
I put over Brock Lesnar.
I don't understand why. It just, to me, that doesn't make sense.
And then the other smart thing that they did was they basically put on the Shield versus the Wyatt real early on the show, too. And that got the crowd off of it a little.
Yeah. And then, well, and then the other thing, too, they use those tag titles from the Outlaws.
Yeah.
We had Big E wrestle Cesaro again. But I left the room for about 5 seconds and the match was over.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Cesaro wins by, or loses by disqualification because Jack Swagger.
Yep.
The Shield of Wyatts. Good God.
This was, again, another great match between these two teams.
I was expecting nothing less. I don't know about you guys.
It was, again, the Seth Rollins show to start it off.
That was amazing.
He looked fantastic.
Did you watch this match?
I don't even remember. I don't think I was here yet.
Oh, you weren't here yet. Oh, that's right. It was that early. Shit.
Yeah, I know.
I screamed at my television at that point. I don't know why.
It was... You're right, Adrian. It was the Seth Rollins show to start it off with. And then, at close to the end of the match, Seth Rollins walks off.
Well, he got pissed because he went for the tag a little earlier. And, like, Ambrose had ran off the apron, and Reigns went to go get Ambrose and make him get back in the corner. But when Rollins laid over the corner, neither one of them were there.
Yeah. So, he walks off, tells them they need to work it out. And, basically, it was a big-ass brawl. What's his name? Roman Reigns did a couple Superman punches. He kicked one of the Harper, I think.
Yeah.
When he was laid up on the ring ropes. But
that flying big boot thing he does on the outside of the ring now is awesome.
He Reigns speared Rowan over the announce table.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a really, really, really good match. The Wyatt family wins,
yes.
But I'll take it.
Think Ambrose ate the Sister Abigail?
Yes, it was him. Good match. What else? Emma won. And let's see, Sheamus beat Christian. The Bellas won.
Yeah, that's right, because I got here about Sheamus.
Daniel match. Bryan stuff. Hey, Dolph Ziggler won a match.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Big E won a second match via disqualification because,
Cesaro basically just got on the ring as soon as it started and beat up Big E.
Yeah, Big E against Jack Swagger and then Cesaro cost Swagger.
Right at the very beginning.
And I'm calling this now. That's going to be a match at WrestleMania.
Probably. And then, Zeb had them hug it out at the end of that match.
I think we're going to see.
I think everybody was really uncomfortable with that hug.
I think it looked I think we're moving towards maybe a triple threat match for the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania.
Pop. Better than Unify. What the fuck's that word? Unify? There we go. Unifying.
Maybe. And then Daniel Bryan against Batista.
Bautista.
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 Jutista.
Orton costs Daniel Bryan the match, or causes Batista the match, I'm sorry. And then at the end, Triple H comes out and he gets a boot from, he gets kicked in the head by Daniel Bryan, and then he eats a pedigree. So
he
that
gets beat down by everybody. And
then he eats a pedigree.
Yeah.
But, did you guys see, they asked Baird if he knew the difference between the Bellas? What? Is that the, what the, huh? What? Richard, you're confusing me as usual.
Yes.
Yes,
I haven't watched the difference.
Yes, you can tell the difference between the Bellas.
No, they asked Wade Barrett if he knew the difference between them. That's
if Wade Barrett doesn't, he's
got some bad news for himself.
Yes. yes, Montana Man, Hijack Raw was failed. So let's move on. You guys want to move on to something else we're covering? Starting to
well,
cover?
No.
What?
Not yet.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Raw some more.
Okay, what?
I mean, there was a lot that happened. I feel like this
shut up. We're moving on.
God, that was
what
loud.
The fuck was that?
Ow. Sound guy failed.
Most everybody's awake.
This is a brand new theme for NXT.
Yeah. I'm not going to play the whole song, but, you know, I don't have an edit. But we're going to talk some NXT now.
All right.
Because, God damn it, I think I found a new show.
All right.
I really like NXT. After NXT Arrival, I'm thinking I might be hooked. So we're going to cover some NXT. I'm
there was, again, another outstanding match on this show.
Which one?
The Corey Graves versus Sami Zayn.
Well, we had, let's see, Camacho against Adrian Neville. Kind of like Adrian Neville, the man that gravity forgot.
Yes.
And then Bo Dallas saying that he wants a rematch. I don't know when the hell that's going to happen. I don't know. Bo says that Neville didn't pin him. He just climbed a ladder.
Yeah, like
a dad cleaning out his gutters.
Yep, I heard.
Yeah, good job. And then Emma versus Charlotte. You know, I'm going to bite my tongue here.
Bitch.
Okay.
I'm going to bite my tongue here. I'm going to say this, my complaining for another segment. But we had a couple of segments where Ric Flair was shown backstage talking to Emma Page and introduced his daughter, who I wish I had the soundbite, but it's a huge bitch.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, she is.
She, you know, I just, who the hell was that?
Sorry.
Oh.
I accidentally hit the mic.
Okay. Knock it off, dickhead. You know, she might be big, and she might be Ric Flair's daughter, but I think I'd fuck her.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah. Olé!
Oh, God. Stop!
That's never going away.
No, I know it's
never
not.
Will go away.
Let's see. And then we had Emma against Charlotte and kind of a squash match.
Yeah,
however, there was a chant going on during this match. The crowd started chanting, better than Batista.
Yes. Yes, because she hit the power bomb better than Batista.
Yep. And Charlotte wins that one. Yoshitatsu.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you're now competing on NXT.
This man won a WrestleMania match 4 years ago.
No, he won a pre-show match.
Well, it was at WrestleMania.
We went over this.
We went over this before we went on air. That doesn't really count.
I'm not, exactly. The before the year doesn't count. It's a pre-show. I see what you did there. Okay. Touche.
Anyway. I'm with Montana Man. I actually forgot that Yoshi still had a job until he came
on. I'm with Leonard Taylor here. I forgot he was still alive.
So, what the hell was that?
It wasn't me.
Jesus Christ. There's all kinds of noise coming from the goddamn.
It was a cat.
It might be. I think it might be Yoshi. Maybe Yoshi did. That was your phone.
Sounds like a Wookiee.
Was that Chewbacca?
It was Chewbacca. I'd know that voice anywhere.
What, nothing?
You know what, Adrian? You're getting this.
Damn it. Wrong.
Anyway. Yoshitatsu, congratulations. You're not going to wrestle in NXT. Oh, by the way, not only are you being demoted to NXT, you're being demoted to NXT Jobber.
Yeah, because guess what? You lost your match.
Yeah, same with Camacho, apparently.
I don't even know who the fuck Camacho is.
He was the guy that used to be Hunico's like sidekick.
Yeah, I thought the name sounded familiar.
He was the guy that rode on the back of Hunico's bicycle with him.
Oh, God, now I remember. Well, not really, because of that. Hunico was on SmackDown mainly, so I don't watch SmackDown. So.
Yeah.
But now, we forgot someone.
Oh, Nick French.
Nick French is in the chat.
Hey, buck up to you.
There you go. All right. Let's see. So, Yoshitatsu against Corey Graves. You know, first off, Corey Graves, I don't think I really dig him a whole lot.
I love him.
He reeks of Jeff Hardy. The look of him, his face looks like Jeff Hardy. His attitude reminds me of Jeff Hardy. And it wouldn't surprise me if he was high as a fucking kite like Jeff Hardy.
They got to run the calls, man.
What the fuck is everyone's issue with Jeff Hardy? I don't understand.
He's a tool bag. I've never liked Jeff Hardy. I like Matt Hardy when he was on his own, but I hate Jeff Hardy. You know, you ever look at someone and you're like, man, I just really want to kick your face in?
On occasion.
Okay. That's what happens with me and Jeff Hardy. I hate Jeff Hardy.
I do that with Lesnar a lot.
What does The Brock say?
What?
You know, have you seen that video, What Does The Fox Say? Well, it's What Does The Brock Say?
Oh,
you should look up the Taylor Swift Brock Lesnar.
Adrian, do me a favor.
That was funny.
And quit flapping your fucking cock holster over there.
Oh, fuck you.
No more show. You're a dick. Corey Graves does not have a good gimmick. It is not original. It is on Jeff Hardy, just a little bit different.
I'm Jeff Hardy with short hair.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't understand what... Like, Jeff Hardy was awesome to watch before he got all strung out on crack.
Well, that's the key, before he got all strung out on crack.
So, okay, let's give Corey Graves the benefit of the doubt here. He might be awesome to watch as long as he doesn't get strung out on crack.
I'm not going to argue with you, Kyle. I agree with you. I think Jason's a fucking idiot.
You're a fucking idiot. Jeff Hardy is not
All right, let's get another show vote here.
All right.
You watched NXT.
Yes.
What did you think of Corey Graves?
Meh.
Thank you!
Granted, this is the first time I've seen him. You know.
Yeah, well, it doesn't take long for me to see someone and be like, you know,
when it comes to first
like
impressions,
you.
I mean, that's what you go off of. I mean, the first impression. And the fact that he practically didn't nothing except a clothesline and, you know, throw Yoshitatsu into the stands.
Wait, hang on,
that's it.
You didn't watch the match with Sami Zayn after that, though, did you?
No, I never got to.
That's the problem with what you think right there, is that that was the squash match. You missed the good match with Sami Zayn, which was like 15 minutes long.
Yeah. Which he was watching when we came down here to set up. That's what was on the fucking monitor.
Yeah, I did watch part of it. I did watch part of it.
Anyway, yes, I would have to.
But
agree.
Anyway,
I'll have to agree with Richard too. Tyler Breeze is a douche.
Thank you, Richard.
Yes, I also don't like.
I actually picture like that Tyler Breeze is what Jake Mullins is like outside of doing like the show.
Wow.
He's the Tyler Breeze of this network. There you go. I put it out there.
Wow.
Okay, hold on. No, Tyler Breeze was like. Okay. I don't even have the words to describe how much I dislike that guy. At least I can get along with Jake. I think I would want to dick punch Tyler as hard as humanly possible.
So, anyway, Corey Graves beats Yoshitatsu by countout, and then he goes to beat down Tatsu some more with his move called the Lucky 13, which that kind of looks like... That doesn't feel good. I'm just saying. It doesn't look like...
It looks like the things of Saturn to me in a way.
Yeah. And then Sami Zayn comes out, and they basically start jacking each other, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Corey Graves is like, hey, when was the last time you won a match? So, hey, guess what? Match is booked for tonight. And then we see... I'm trying to figure out who the hell... Which one is which here. Oh, Adam Rose. I'm not sure what I feel about Adam Rose.
Adam Rose was better as his old gimmick.
I don't know what his old gimmick was.
Yeah.
Leo Kruger... He used to be Leo Kruger.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was much... better as Leo Kruger. And the Adam Rose thing feels too much of a Fandango ripoff to me.
It does. However, Fandango doesn't have
rose petals?
Well, no. Well, rosebuds. That's what they're called.
Oh.
Rosebuds. Well, that too. He doesn't have an entourage like Adam Rose does. Now, true. I'm not sure I really... dig Adam Rose at all, but you know, it was kind of cool. Kind of, not by much.
You know,
he had some hot chicks with him.
Richard says the best move in NXT is Adrian Neville's Red Arrow. I disagree. I think Sami Zayn's Blue Thunderbomb is my favorite move.
What the hell's the Blue Thunderbomb?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a spinning powerbomb he does.
Oh, that?
No, yeah. No. God, no. If that's all that is, then no thank you.
I don't know if it's the Red Arrow. You know, I'm going to go with Cesaro's massive fucking uppercuts that he does.
The second rope or whatever the hell that was that Sami Zayn did.
Yeah,
I want to back up here for just a second here. The intro video shows Cesaro
in there. I was just going there as the future of the business of the company.
Right.
Yes. He's the only guy in the intro, the show opening. Well, Emma too, I guess we can count Emma. They're the only two people in the opening. They're on the main roster. If you want to say that Emma's on the main roster now, I don't know 100% if she's or not, but. Okay.
Was Rusev in the opening thing?
Yeah, but he hasn't wrestled a match other than the Rumble.
Technically, you are correct. He hasn't wrestled a match.
So I don't really
count. He's going to be debuting soon, though. So, I mean...
Yeah, he will. That's
what everyone thought about Bo Dallas, though.
Well, but I think that they actually see more potential in Rusev. It's hard not to...
It shows Sandow. Okay, I'm going to have to rewatch it, because apparently it shows Sandow, too.
Huh, I didn't
rewatch
it. He's not the opening video.
Well, that's what Leonard says, so... We're going to check.
Oh, I could be wrong. I have one bad eye, so.
Let's see what we got here. Go to in-ring, Adrian.
You know, I can pull up the network right now while we're doing this. It's great.
Yeah, we can
pull the network open, you lucky bastard. I'm in an office staring out a window.
Aw. Don't you have a computer with you?
We're not going to touch that subject. Shh.
How are you talking to us?
Are you Skyping through your phone?
I'm magical.
Oh.
No, he's using his phone. Okay. So anyway, Adam Rose against Wesley Blake. Okay, Adam Rose wins. I kind of saw that one coming. When Dude A comes out with all kinds of fanfare and Dude B is just kind of there.
I think he was already in the ring, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, at that point you lost.
When you come back from commercial break in NXT and you're just in the ring, what are you doing? Stop clicking on shit.
Sorry.
Anyway, So Adam Rose wins. And then we get the main event for the night. Oh, we get a promo for the Scooby-Doo movie. You know? I want to see the Scooby-Doo movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm totally going
to. And when it comes to crossovers, a lot of times they're not the best unless they were like the really old shows, you know?
Right.
But this one, wow.
I want to see the Scooby-Doo movie. I think that'll be entertaining.
Just because of the fact of how many wrestlers' personalities that they got into that show.
Let's see. So, our main event of the evening, Corey Graves against Sami Zayn, made official by NXT General Manager JBL. It was a really, really good match. You know what? Like I said, I think I'm starting to dig NXT a lot more just because... Do we have a light go out?
Yes,
we do. Yeah, that light over there went out. Okay. Uh-huh. Anyway, just because I don't know a whole lot of storylines in NXT, but I don't necessarily need to know any of the storylines to enjoy it.
It's amazing. It's an awesome product.
It's more just straight wrestling than it is storyline driven.
Exactly.
It reminds me a lot of ROH, but betterly. That's a fucked up word.
It kind of
better production.
Yeah, a lot better production.
You know, and it reminds me of ECW. Not so much the just extremeness of it, but the production quality. Because ECW, and now mind you, we're going back 20 years, but ECW wasn't the best looking, but it wasn't the worst looking back then.
Are you talking ROH versus ECW?
No, I'm talking NXT versus ECW production. Like, it's kind of grainy, and it's not like... When you're watching Monday Night Raw, you know you're watching Monday Night Raw. But NXT, it's not as bright, it's not as...
Well, no shit, it's in a one-off arena that was built for this exact purpose, more or less. The Full Sail University doesn't have, like, the greatest sound stage setup or anything like that. So, I mean, if you look at it versus look at ROH, like, go look at an episode of ROH and just watch it for 10 seconds. See, I mean, it's leaps and bounds better than it could be.
Well, I'm just saying. It's just the graininess.
Summer Rae was on there, too.
Oh, yeah, Summer Rae's on the intro. Just the graininess of it. Again, it's not as storyline driven to me, so.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, so our main event, Sami Zayn beats Corey Graves. And there are a few times where I thought that we were going to get it, where Corey Graves is going to beat him. And what?
Ghost Light.
Oh, it's back on again.
Hmm. We had some weird shit going on down here. We had problems with that light before, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
I think that outlet might be messed up. I don't know. Not important. So, overall, I enjoyed NXT again for the second week in a row.
All right.
It was awesome.
It was good. So let's move on, fellas.
Hold on, wait. Stop.
What?
The whole thing with Charlotte, going back a little bit, I don't like the fact that started calling her the dirtiest diva in wrestling. That's just a really bad...
That's right, under dance. Like, hey, Kyle.
Well, sounds wrong.
Kyle, do me a favor. Hold off for 30 seconds, okay?
Yes.
Hold off, because our next segment's What Stinks. I told you about this, remember? Remember?
Dude, I have a shoot memory.
Okay. Now, you ready? Oh, hey, B-Meg's in the chat.
Hey, buck up.
All right. Now, it's time for everyone's favorite segment at the table. And I guess our guest, too, even though he doesn't know what it is. What Stinks? It's where we're going to air out just what we didn't like about the week in wrestling. So, I guess, Kyle, I'm going to let you go first.
Okay. The dirtiest diva in wrestling, that's just a really bad... That immediately gives her no credibility. It's like, you're Ric Flair's daughter and you'll never be anything more.
Yeah.
That's why I have a problem with that. I think it's ridiculous branding.
I agree, 100%.
Yes.
My What Stinks is actually right along the same lines as you. If NXT is the future of the business, why do you feel the need to have Ric Flair on the show plugging his daughter?
It makes sense for him to be there, though.
No, it doesn't!
Yes, it does. If it's the future of the business, and he's introducing the future, his kid... What is wrong
with
that?
We don't see IRS down there saying, hey, look, everyone, you guys are going to go through my son to get the title or what, you know?
Well, yeah. Right, but that's IRS. We're talking about Ric Flair here.
I don't care.
Well, you can compare the two.
There's absolutely... It's... Okay. what I'm about to say is going to come out wrong.
Okay, please.
There's not much difference between the two as far as... I'm trying to think of how I want to phrase this.
I mean, are we going to talk about it accomplishments? Because that's...
No, that's what I'm talking about. But
That's what matters, Jason.
Putting Ric Flair and Iron Russ on the show, it would be the exact same thing.
Yeah,
they're having an established... Their fathers being established, pushing their kids, so letting their kids do their own damn work.
So, Cowboy Bob... Cowboy Bob should never have came back to help Horton back about 10 years ago.
I don't think so, no. That was part of a storyline, so...
That's what this is, Jason. I don't know if you're aware of this, but wrestling has these things called storylines.
I get that, but why...
Ric Flair being there is part of her gimmick.
Then why don't you just do it if she gets called up to the main roster?
Because it would make more sense. We're going to talk about that later.
All right, fine.
Did you not read the news report about that?
Kyle, you're breaking up here. Hold on. I can't hear you. What?
Hold on.
Okay. Maybe if you weren't using a phone, it'd work better.
Is that better? No, I'm not on my phone. You guys just assume that. I'm actually set up through an actual podcasting set.
We're getting some lag or something here. Yeah. So
the chat has said that you sound horrible. Honestly, yeah. No, sorry.
Yeah. But I don't think Ric Flair needs to be there.
All right. Well, Jason, I just think you're wrong on this here.
Well, I think you're wrong. So what's your what stinks, Adrian?
Your what stinks is my what stinks.
No, you can't do that. That's not how the game works, asshole.
I just did.
Shut your fucking cock holster.
Today's word is cock holster.
I love it. I'm using that now for my everyday vocabulary.
I was watching last night on Netflix, Ron White's new DVD on there. He said it, and I'm like, oh my God, I got to work that into my show. It's okay, Adrian. You don't have to cry. It's on Netflix, so I assume you can buy it, but why would you want to buy it when you can watch it on Netflix? Adrian, are you going to cry? What's wrong? You can talk.
Well, can I?
Sure.
Are you going to tell me to shut my fucking cock holster again? Is that what's going to happen?
I can't guarantee you. I'm not going to tell you to do that again. But
don't ask me why I stopped talking then.
Right. Okay. So what's your what stinks, Adrian?
This show.
Thanks, man.
We have, you know what?
I agree, Leonard. He is going to stab me before the end of the show. I'm going to take these spoons away from him.
Just stab you with the wooden spoon here.
And my wife made we made homemade Frosties last night from Wendy's, and they turned out really, really good. And
you made homemade Frosties from Wendy's. Please tell me how you made homemade Frosties that came from a restaurant.
It didn't come from a restaurant, asshole. It was the Frosties that you would get from Wendy's, asshole. Yeah,
well, that's what you should have said then, because...
All right, ladies, can we calm down and just hug it out?
No, because God, no. Adrian's a dick. Do you have a what stinks or not?
Yeah, I got a what stinks.
What?
You.
Moving on. Heath.
All right, hang on. I got my what stinks.
What?
I think my what stinks is going to be Heath's ability to draft a decent team.
Yeah, I agree with that one.
Yeah.
Overall, I don't really have a lot of complaints about wrestling this week. I enjoyed most of it overall.
B-Megs, we made them. It was the recipe to take a half gallon of chocolate milk, 8 ounces of Cool Whip, and a can of, I think, sweetened condensed milk.
Are we fucking Rachel Ray podcast now? I mean, geez.
Mix it together in an ice cream maker, and voila, you got Frosties.
It's your time.
Good. All right, Heath, what's your what stinks?
My what stinks is the fact that the very first match on NXT actually involved the NXT champion. And it was actually a fairly short match.
Do what? I didn't hear you. Hold on. But what?
The fact that the first match, you know, involved the NXT champion.
Didn't need to be a long match.
And it wasn't a long match. It's like you had such a phenomenal match as far as the week before, being him winning the match, you know, the championship in the ladder match. But yet, you know... Really need to kind of have a longer match.
Okay,
I don't so much care about the match length. I didn't understand why he opened the show like that.
Well,
yeah, a lot of times you want to have your champion, you know, be towards the end.
Hey, you know what, guys? We actually have CM Punk news right now. I kid you not, breaking news.
Breaking news?
Breaking news.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I swear to God, I'm not kidding you.
CM Punk Watch.
Yes.
2014.
CM Punk is going to actually be on The Talking Dead next week.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, CM Punk is going to be on The Talking Dead.
Dude, that crowd is going to go apeshit.
I know.
I might actually watch that.
I may watch it on the
I usually try to watch it after we're done with the show.
Yeah.
I don't watch the show, but I might watch it just for
what? Punk. You don't watch The Walking Dead or you don't watch The Talking Dead?
I don't watch The Walking Dead.
Huh. Oh. Okay. I'm sorry, Kyle. We're having connection issues. I can't hear you anymore.
You guys literally were just like, I heard the silence. Like, we're planning to sharpen spades and fucking stab this douche. Like, I'm scared now. I'm going to lock my doors and my windows and shit. I don't know what the hell's going to happen now.
All right, so what stinks we got from the chat?
Oh, we got a plenty of what stinks from the chat.
Yeah, plenty
from
the chat.
Mostly your ability to host a show.
There's nothing in there about my ability to host a show. Let's see. Montana Man, Bobby Lashley returning to TNA.
Man, there's a lot of stuff in here about TNA.
What stinks? How they're turning super talented Diva Emma into a clumsy blonde bimbo.
I know.
That was, that was the first one.
What stinks from Hooks? Go up. Adrian up.
No, that was it.
No, there's more up there. Hooks. My one stink. Mark Henry not learning from his previous ass beating.
Yeah.
All right, true. I didn't see that one.
All right, let's see.
Abyss and Magnus win the keep the title tonight on TNA.
All right.
Apparently they heard us upstairs with the breaking news.
Oh, whoops.
What happened?
All right, here. What stinks? Bobby Lashley returning to TNA tonight.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Leonard's upset about this because he said Bobby Lashley is a beautiful man.
He has like freakishly small ears. Either his head is too big or he's got freakishly small ears.
Why is the problem? Like, I'd rather have small ears than big ears, wouldn't you?
Oh, let's see here.
Let's see.
I'm going to stab you.
Hooks, Mark Henry, for his previous ass beating, Abyss. What stinks? Christian and Sheamus having a great match, but the crowd wasn't being a typical WWE crowd. I'd agree with you, but you're a Cubs fan, so I can't agree with you on anything.
Yes!
I hate the Cubs. and
your best friend.
Magnus and Abyss makes sense, but if you're going to do that finish, it needs to be in the main event. Hey, B-Megs, you know what the difference is?
Can we not just bash the Cubs here and drive off listeners?
Fine. All right.
They're horrible. We can get on with
them.
They're going to be eliminated from the playoffs April 15th, so it's fine.
Yeah. They're like the Special Olympic kids. You don't ever want to pick on them.
Right.
You eventually start feeling bad. Not real bad, but... No, don't get me
wrong. Enough to jump off a bridge.
Right.
But.
Right.
They're like the Bad News Bears if Richard Pryor never showed up to coach them.
We just lost a listener. It just went from 12 to 11. P-Banks, did you leave us?
Oh, dear. No, he's still there. He's still there.
It's been weird.
Okay, he says they're going to be bad this year. Okay. They're getting it turned around. They've been doing it for the last 106 years. Anyway, I don't even know what the hell I was going to say.
I think we're just going to move on.
We're going to move on to the, other favorite thing we do. I don't even think we're getting halfway through my list. I'm just saying.
I don't even think we're going to get done with the segment today.
Oh, we may not. I don't know. All right, we're just going to stop that here. All right, we'll throw it out, guys. What's your can you dig it, Adrian?
All right, my can you dig it is a real simple one.
What?
Can you dig it? Kevin Steen will be signed to an NXT contract after his tryout later this month.
I'll dig that. You don't know who he is. It's okay.
That's all right.
I can dig it.
All right.
Well, I don't like it, but I can dig it.
Well, here's the reason that I'm saying this is that we know that after they did a meeting apparently this week, and I'll go ahead and give this as a new segment thing here. But Triple H had a meeting with NXT. Apparently, this was after Arrival that NXT is going to be featured prominently on the WWE Network now, and since it's going to be more prominent, people are going to be there longer and called up less often because they want to keep it a pure wrestling show. Now, if I'm building a pure wrestling show, I want Kevin Steen on my show.
Yes. I can't argue on that one. I mean, I do, again, like I said earlier, I enjoy it when I can turn on NXT and I'm not sitting there, wait, what the fuck's going on? Like, we're trying to watch TNA. When the fuck did MVP come? What? Who the hell is this guy? What? When I can just turn it on and be like, click. Oh, okay. All right, I can enjoy this.
You can watch ROH much the same way. You can turn on and watch it because it's mostly just about the wrestling.
Well, now that the whole Scum storyline's over, yeah, because it was kind of difficult when Scum was going on.
Okay,
but let's see. Richard, Cesaro, and Zayn teaming up when Zayn gets called up and Cesaro goes face. Me and Adrian talked about this.
I don't think Zayn's getting called up anytime soon now.
Probably not. However, I don't want to see them team up because we're going to watch them fight the Usos and Crybaxel, and that's pretty much it. Maybe the Old Age Outlaws. That's it. So I'd rather see them fight each other rather than see them team up.
Why don't we cover the rest of ours before we get onto the chat?
Okay. Yeah, Heath.
Let's see. I'm just trying to figure out a timeline on this, but can you dig it? Sometime this year, I'm not exactly sure when, but we will see Emma be a Divas champion.
Yeah, I'll dig it. Why not? There's not a lot of really great choices for Divas champion.
No, we can have Caitlyn. Oh, no, she's gone. Wait, we can have Eve Torres. Oh, shit, she's gone.
Is there another one?
Trish Travis?
Yeah, we can have Trish. No. Mickey James is
No.
Maria Canelle?
No. Stacy Key?
No.
Fuck.
Yeah, let's just.
Yeah, we'll go with Emma.
Yeah, okay.
All right. let's see. All right, Kyle, you got one?
I'm afraid I'm going to steal some thunder from the guy in the chat here, but what the hell. Can you dig it? Daniel Bryan walks out of WrestleMania 30 as WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
I want to see it.
No, I can't do
but
it.
But I can't dig it. I don't think that's going to happen. It's going to take something, but I don't think.
Here's why I don't think it's going to happen, and bear with me on this, all right? I'm not 100% sure because I don't know how the contract has worked, but I'm fairly certain that one of the agreements for BD's comeback is he was going to have to get the title at WrestleMania 30.
I would agree.
That's the only way that explains why they've continued booking this the way that they're booking it.
Yeah, or they're waiting until the last possible minute to throw us a swerve in the whole thing. I don't know. I mean, the reason he came back was probably, A, he needs money, and B, maybe exposure for his movie? I mean,
I'm thinking.
You know he came back for exposure for the movie, but I don't know.
But he signed like a 4-year contract to come back, too. Like it's,
was it 4 years?
I thought it was like two.
Somewhere between 2 and 4. I'm sorry. I don't remember.
Don't be shit like that. I don't want to watch this motherfucker for the next 4 goddamn years.
No. I didn't like him the first run.
I hate you, Batista.
I love Heel Batista, but Heel Batista's great. I don't like Batista trying to be a face. Because it just doesn't work.
Batista wasn't the guy at this point, and because he doesn't fucking deserve it.
No, he doesn't.
And that's why I don't. It's the same thing with Lesnar. I can't stand Lesnar on a personal fucking level. But the idea that he's actually in a prominent match at Mania fucking disgusts me.
Yes,
but at least he's being honest. If you think about it, I mean, he doesn't care if the fans cheer him or boo for him.
He's Lesnar.
Who are we talking about here? Batista or Lesnar? Heath?
Batista.
Oh. Okay. No, I think he cares. He thought it was going to come back to trumpets and fanfare, and we were like, oh my god, it's Batista, yay! And in reality, it's like, I don't want to see this asshole.
Everyone was happy to see him. Like, it literally flipped, because if you think about it, when he came out, even in his skinny jeans, everyone was all excited. They were chanting. They're like, "Yay!"
Well, I have
at the Royal Rumble when he won. Literally, that entire arena was like, "I'm going to fuck you with a stick."
Yeah,
yeah, it was a total flip at that point.
Well,
yeah.
here's why that happened. People wanted him to come back or wanted him to be back and be a part of things, and everyone is okay with that for the most part. I'm not going to complain about Batista being back and being a part of things because I think that he, you know, deserves it to be there. On the other side of the coin, though, I don't think that people want him to be involved in the main event and it's like first like 2 matches back because they don't feel he's earned it.
Exactly. It's the same thing. Like, I have no issue with Batista coming back because he walked away because he had issues with the business, whatever. But he didn't shit on pro wrestling. When Lesnar came back, I was so pissed off because Lesnar walked out and shit on pro wrestling and then came back and was like, well, I can't make it in the UFC because I'm a bitch. I can't play football because I'm a bitch.
And my wife's a bitch, so. You know?
What?
His wife's a bitch, so why not?
Isn't his wife Sable?
Yeah.
Are they still married?
She's now officially not a woman. We just call her a doll. Pretty sure she's all plastic.
You know, at first she was hot, but now I look at her and it's like, eh, not so much.
Yeah.
She was just something new. We weren't used to seeing that back in the day. Anyway, all right, guys. Here's my Can You Dig It. and this is all based upon if they can find a way to track it. Can You Dig It? NXT pulls in more ratings than TNA Impact.
I actually can't.
I can dig it.
Run up on me again. He was pulling up some pictures.
NXT.
Yes.
In ratings, if there's a way that they can track this, will pull in more viewers than Impact.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, good.
Yeah, most definitely.
I think that there's more subscribers to the WWE Network than there are people that watch Impact on a weekly basis.
Probably. I'm sure Kyle does know that Brock was a UFC heavyweight champion, but whatever.
Brock could fly into a fucking mountain.
He did
get
his ass kicked.
I don't give a fuck what he won. He's still a
bitch.
You
know, I cheered for Brock Lesnar when he first came back in F5 John Cena. I'm like, this is badass. Yes. And now I just really don't give a shit.
No. Fuck you two.
What? I don't like... I have a total and utter hatred for the John Cena character.
See, that's all fine and good, but when Lesnar came back and they got into that setup for that match at Extreme Rules, I have never in my life wanted to watch a man bleed so bad, because when they got into that match, I literally damn near broke my glasses because I threw my fist at my face like a badass, don't ask why, and screamed at my television when John Cena won that match.
All right.
So let's do the candy.
We got from the Hooks. Can You Dig It? Dean O'Brien gets a Bret Hart type scenario. What he means by that? Bret Hart competes twice in one night, loses his first match, somehow wins the world title. He has to beat Triple H. Maybe I misread that. He has to beat Triple H to get into the triple threat match. 30 wins the match, and wins the title. We touched on that because that was Kyle's, because he totally ripped it off of you. I'd love to see, but I can't think it.
Sorry. That's why I said I felt bad.
Montana Man, can you dig an NXT match on the main card of Mania? Maybe not this year, but I can see that happening. I can definitely see the NXT title being defended at Mania.
Actually. You know what? I'll dig it. Why not?
Yeah, I'll dig
it conditionally. I don't know.
Pre-show. There you go.
Okay, there you go. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Can you dig it? Adam Rose going from Leo Kruger to the Rose gimmick and not missing a beat. It was fantastic. Okay. I don't know Leo Kruger, but whatever.
Yeah, I'm not sold on the Adam Rose gimmick still. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of gay. But whatever. All right, guys. Let's move on to something else. Let's take a look at that bet update.
Yeah, let's not.
Oh, I think it's going to be fun. Don't you, Adrian?
I do. I'm on board with this.
No, I'm not.
All right. So, the standings after this week are this. Team Awesome sitting atop 129. Team Adrian, 98 points. Had a big week for you, Adrian. And Team Heath, your positive numbers, you're at 19. Moving on up, yay! So.
Yeah, I wish it was to the east side, the dollar bills.
This week, yours truly pulled in 22 points. Adrian pulled in 37 points, thanks to
the Uzos
pulled in 40 points for you this week. And Roman Reigns losing. Alright, who's your only loss on this week? And then Heath. You had Cesaro. Where did Cesaro get 10 points? I think I scored that wrong. Pretty sure I did. Yeah. Big E got you 10 points.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck, I scored this thing wrong. Hold on. God damn it.
Anyway.
There we go. Updated scores. You know, I'm 17 points because I scored it wrong. Cesaro, yeah. You got 17 points this week. Congratulations. All your points came from this week, though.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
I know.
All right. Would you make a sign if someone else gave us an idea? I have no clue what signs we're going to make for Heath, but we're going to make a sign.
We're thinking about going with I Came to See Cena.
Yes.
This is something that takes to an ROH show.
Yeah, the loser, which we're looking at this point, is going to be Heath.
Yeah.
Has to take signs to the Ring of Honor show we're going to in June, with signs that we make for him.
Yeah.
So we're thinking I came to see John Cena.
Ooh, how about I'd rather be at Impact?
Oh!
Dude, come on.
So we're looking for ideas. So if you have a signed idea, let us know. All right, guys. I like the standings. Adrian, you like the standings?
I do like the standings.
I do not like the standings. I hate the standings.
We'll see what happens. We're giving you quadruple points at WrestleMania. I don't think it's going to help.
No, it isn't.
All right, so we're going to move on, fellas. That's right. It is time for America's favorite game show. Not Let's Make a Deal, not Price is Right, not Jeopardy, but Jizz Jams. So here's how this show works. I'm going to play Jason Heath three theme songs. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he will win himself a shit-free show next week.
Boo.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Can I take part in this? I know I don't win anything, but I want to see how good I can do.
You can play along in the chat.
Oh, you're no fun.
I know.
No.
Well, actually, if Heath has gotten it wrong, you can guess after Heath.
Yes.
We'll give you that.
You know what? You know, I just realized I totally botched the opening of our show. Totally didn't explain how our show worked or anything.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah,
oh, that's all right.
That's what Phil hosts too.
I blame Kyle. He got me off track already. All right, Heath. Are you ready for song number one?
Yeah, I'm ready for song number all one.
Right. And here you go.
The chat's technically right because that was also used for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I already have an idea.
Okay, and your time starts now.
I believe it was used for Great Khali at one point.
Oh!
Hold on.
Judges?
Can I be his manager? I need to have.
Double fail!
Hey Kyle, you gotta guess. Well, if you're looking at the chat, you'll know.
No, I'm not looking at it. I put it down because I wanted to see how good I could do.
Okay, all right. What's your guess?
The Muhammad Hassan.
Hold that on, would judges.
Be?
Congratulations.
We also would have accepted Daivari.
We would have. Yeah, close. Okay. Yeah, we would have accepted Daivari. You ready for song number two?
Yeah.
All right. You ready?
Do I start the chant now?
Hang on. We got to tell you, this is a WCW theme.
I know,
he used the WWE for a while. All right, Heath. Now, I know this is going to be hard for you. What was it?
Goldberg.
All right, so he's one of one. He hasn't been here before in a while.
No, he hasn't. It's been a while since you've been one out of two. This third one comes down to it all.
I know.
You ready for this third one?
God, this is probably where I'm going to fuck it up.
Probably. And go.
There will be no stopping. Uh-huh. It's when you go harder than somebody, man. Yeah. This right here is domination.
Can I say it? Shelton Benjamin.
Judges?
Now, let's go ahead and continue and give our... Do you have a guess, Kyle?
Oh, God. I know this damn song. It's going to piss me off. Oh. Not to sound racist, but this was a black guy.
Yeah.
You are correct.
Oh, son of a bitch. It wasn't the Nation of Domination.
No?
No.
Fuck me, running sideways.
He was the last ECW champion.
Fucking Bobby Lashley.
No.
Oh, okay, I see now.
The correct answer we were looking for was
Ezekiel Jackson.
God damn it.
Yeah, let's see. Let's
I guess the first part kind of threw me off in the fact that I thought it was like a different version of Ain't No Stopping Me Now.
Large black man. Hey, listen, let's add up the scores.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yes, thank you, Willy Wonka.
All right, so let's talk about. We came up with a list, didn't we, guys?
We did.
All right, it's been a while since we've hit this one.
It indeed has.
Well, I think we use this for the mail sack, but no one sends us email anymore. So you know,
no, whatever. They don't. What happened?
I don't know. Well, we got rid of the forums, and that's where most people sent us stuff.
Yeah, but still, people can email us.
No, they choose not to. I actually got another thing. Well, we'll save the Rodfather thing for next week. All right. So, we are talking a little bit of the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And of who's in there and who's not in there. Yeah. So, we were thinking, let's make a list of five guys that aren't in the Hall of Fame that should be. And I think we did this on one of our earlier shows before we were on the network. So, I figured, let's do it again. So, all right. Now, my list is in no particular order because I'm not going to rate it. But the hell are you buying on Google Play? Jesus Christ.
Your mom.
That's all you see in your email. Google Play, Google Play, Google Play, Google order, Play, Google Play.
Order receipt. Order receipt.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
That could be a lot of free stuff.
That's what I use it for, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, so five guys that should be in the Hall of Fame that aren't in the Hall of Fame. Heath, go with one.
Jim Cornette.
All right.
That's a good choice.
All right. Adrian.
My number five, I'm going to go with, there's like 12 guys I have like that could be going in. Narrowing down to five was fairly hard. But my number five guy, I'm going to go with Diamond Dallas Page.
All right. Kyle.
Chris Benoit.
Oh, never going to happen.
Yeah,
I know.
But you asked, and I answered.
My number five, Owen Hart.
Oh, damn you, people.
I know. Heath, number four.
I looked over the list, and I don't remember seeing his name on the list. King Kong Bundy.
All right.
I think he's in.
I don't think he is.
I could be wrong. Don't go
ahead. I mean, I tried looking over that list a couple times, and it's like, I don't see his name anywhere.
No.
There's a list? What is this list you speak of?
There's a thing called Wikipedia.
Wikipedia is for shit disturbers, okay?
So while we look at this, I don't think he is. You could have just searched for WWE Hall of Fame. That might have been faster, Adrian.
Yeah, but probably look under accolades. It'll be under
accomplishments?
There. Yeah.
Just, well, scroll down. It's at the bottom. Let's see. World Wrestling Federation. Nope.
Not a Hall of Famer.
No, he isn't.
All right. Adrian.
Number four. The British Bulldogs.
All right.
Davey Boy Smith and Dynamite Kid.
All right. Kyle.
I have to change my list just a smidge bit because you people stole my idea. But the other one, was
me and Adrian, same number one.
Goldberg.
All right. My number four is actually Adrian's. British Bulldog. Well, I just think Davey Boy should go in, but that's just me. All right, Heath.
Yeah, it's actually already been mentioned, but definitely Owen Hart.
No, Leonard, the mail sack segment was not scratched. We just quit getting emails. You can always send them to me on Facebook. That'll work, too.
Well, he said, okay, I'll start sending questions again.
Yes, start sending us questions. What, Heath?
Yeah, Owen Hart.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely Owen Hart.
Adrian.
All right, number three. I'm going to go with Lou Thesz.
All right. Kyle?
Randy Savage.
All right. My number three. Probably Lou Thesz as well. Yeah, Lou Thesz. Heath.
Another one that's already been mentioned, DDP.
Adrian.
Number two for me, this is so many hard choices to make on this. But I'm going to go with Demolition.
All right. Can't argue with that. Kyle.
You guys mentioned him already, but Owen Hart was on my list.
All right. Weren't we on number two?
Yes.
Yeah. Number two, Vern Gagne is in the Hall of Fame, dumbass. my number two, probably never see, at least until he dies, Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
Kennedy McMahon needs to go in the Hall of Fame. Blue Wizard, we'll talk about that in a minute. He doesn't think Sting belongs in the Hall of Fame. We'll talk about that in a minute. Heath, you're number one.
And, yeah, definitely Randy Savage.
Hold on. I think we're all going to agree on number one here. Well, at least the three of us.
Go.
Okay, ready? All of us here at the table. One, two, three.
Randy Savage. Yeah.
Okay. Kyle, what's your number one?
Mine's actually a tie, because you brought his name up, and I thought about it, but would be between Sting and Vince McMahon.
All right. Now, Blue Wizard. How does Sting not belong in the Hall of Fame? Because I want to point out, Ric Flair is in the Hall of Fame as both an individual and a member of the Four Horsemen.
Yes.
My memory's not the best in the world. When did the Four Horsemen ever fight a match in the World Wrestling Federation?
Never.
Yeah.
How much did Vern Gagne do for WWF and WWE?
Yeah.
How much? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Bill Watts. Wait, was Bill Watts ever a part of WWE?
I don't think so.
I'd have to go back and really look at it. I don't.
So, we've got the Horsemen in there that didn't do anything for the World Wrestling Federation, and we got the Gagnes in there, and they didn't do anything. And I'm sure if I pulled up the list, I could probably find a few more.
The Von Erichs.
Well, one of the Von Erichs did actually wrestle on WWE.
Yeah, Texas Tornado, Kerry Von Erich.
Yes.
I did not know that.
But the rest of the family really didn't.
No. They were still more in, like, you know, the NWA type wrestling.
That's why I thought they were at pretty much their entire career.
Well, okay, so Blue Wizard, you're saying Leonard, he's never done anything for the WWF, at least Ric Flair spent time there. Okay, so Ric Flair gets inducted as an individual. There's no reason to put the other members of the Horsemen in the Hall of Fame then.
Because the Four Horsemen have never been a part of the WWE as a faction.
So,
I think the only reason, to me, I think the only reason why you would do something like that is the fact that they were such an influential group within the wrestling world. That you can't deny that, you know, there's been some inspiration.
Well, what I'm saying is the WWE is basically making a wrestling Hall of Fame. It's not just you've done in WWE. It's like what you've done over your entire career.
Exactly.
At least what you've done over your entire career that we own the rights to the footage for.
Yeah.
Nick Bockwinkel.
Yeah.
Is that a good example?
I've got the list pulled up here, so I'm looking at it because now he's got me thinking. Eddie Graham.
There is some news we need to talk about, man.
Okay, so we'll talk about. I think we might dive into this a little bit more. So, all right, Jesus Christ! I told you I wasn't going to make it through my list. All right, so I guess let's talk a little bit of news.
I'm getting pretty damn close.
All right, let's bring on some news.
Real news or fake news? Since we've only got 8 seconds left.
Seven.
Let's go ahead and do a little bit of both. What kind of real news do we have to talk about? We'll kind of try to be fast.
All right, well, Hogan making the announcement on TMZ that he really wanted CM Punk to be a part of WrestleMania.
Okay. Doesn't surprise me, though.
It only surprised me from the standpoint of that if you're in a WWE contract, you're almost always told not to mention anybody that isn't a part of things right now.
Right.
So they're bringing him up.
All right. Okay, hold on. I got to go back to the chat here. I understand that Tully Blanchard fought for the WWF. I understand AAA's been around for years. But as a group, the Four Horsemen have never competed in a match in the World Wrestling Federation.
Exactly.
Now, if they're going to induct, if they are Hall of Fame careers individually, that's fine, induct them individually. But what you're saying is that the Horsemen, because individually have done stuff for the World Wrestling Federation, should go in as a group. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. That's all I'm saying. Sting belongs
in there. I agree with you on for once.
I know. And they own everything for WCW. So if you look at it that way, he belongs. Just saying. Anyway, so yeah, Hogan wants CM Punk back for WrestleMania.
Yeah, I'm almost
a
positive.
Hired gun. One of the hired guns for WrestleMania season wants a guy that's there every day. Didn't think I'd see that happen. I agree. They should call it the Wrestling Hall of Fame. All right. I got a new story.
All right.
So did you guys hear about an incident that happened over the weekend between a radio disc jockey and Batista?
Yes.
I did not.
Okay. So I'm just going to give you the gist of it.
Okay.
And there's an update. Yeah. Go and click on that link there. Batista was involved in a ringside incident with local radio DJ Cam Carson at their live event in Winnipeg. It was believed that the incident was planned. Now, here's what happened. Because this dude's sponsor, employer was the main sponsor. The two began arguing before Batista's match against the Big Show. When Batista turned into the ring, the dude hit Batista in the back. This caused Batista to shove him back into his chair. The dude tried hopping the rail, but security stopped him and talked to him. After the match, Batista flipped off Carson, which led to him, trying to hop the rail again, but this time he was escorted out by security. The word is the incident was not planned by the WWE and that Carson was intoxicated. He was legitimately escorted out of the building by security after the incident. The mother of two kids wrote to Carson on Twitter and said they were trampled on during the incident. She noted her 11-year-old son left the arena with a limp and was forced to sit on the bench during his local hockey playoff game the next day. Carson apologized to the mother, says he will speak on the incident Monday morning during his show. So okay. Essentially, and I still don't 100% buy this, but whatever. Fan gets involved, you know.
Yeah,
I think it was. I think it actually was a legitimate stunt planned by the local radio station,
without the knowledge.
Without the knowledge of WWE. Yeah. All
right, I'll give you that one. All right, and you do a couple fake ones real quick.
Sure, because I really want to talk about this one.
Which one are you doing?
Oh, you know which one I'm doing.
The hijacked impact.
Yes.
Damn you. Okay.
All right. Hold up. Bring up the news.
All right, here
from the most news from the most trusted.
I believe everything on Keep Up News. All right, hijacked impact plan fails after nobody shows up for TNA event. An online movement among members of the so-called internet wrestling community to hijack impact was foiled this week when no spectators showed up for a total nonstop wrestling taping. Wrestling fans online forums and on Twitter conspired to hijack a broadcast of Impact by cheering the bad guys, booing the good guys, and essentially chanting the names of talented but underutilized wrestlers such as Eric Young. The intent to protest dubbed hashtag hijacked Impact on Twitter was ostensibly to send a message to TNA President Dixie Carter that the company needs to listen to its fans.
Wow.
The rebellion fell flat, however, when not a single fan showed up to an Impact taping this week due to a combination of poor event promotion and widespread apathy among wrestling fans. TNA matchmakers scrambled to put a positive spin on the lack of an audience, billing every bout at the show was an innovative empty arena match.
They've done that before, according to KFAB News.
The failure of hijacked Impact comes on the heels of a failed hijack Raw campaign in which a packed Chicago crowd cheered and booed and chanted otherwise, behaved exactly like a wrestling audience is supposed to behave, achieving nothing.
Pretty much. Mine here. Headline, Chicago fans eager to hate the event that they paid good money to attend. More than 15,000 fans of professional wrestling in Chicago were eagerly anticipating their opportunity to hate and potentially ruin a live event on which they had spent at least $45 apiece to attend. The fans can't wait to start booing and chanting their displeasure during last week's live Raw broadcast of Monday Night Raw, despite willfully exchanging their own hard-earned money in order to gain admittance to the Allstate Arena. An online movement has called the Chicago fans to hijack Raw based on the nonsensical supposition that being noisy and passionately opinionated will somehow send a message to WWE brass. The fans intend to chant, "You can't wrestle," at performers who earn exorbitant salaries thanks to the willingness of those same fans who purchase tickets, pay-per-views, and the WWE Network subscriptions, and overpriced wrestling merchandise. During the three-hour event, the fans will boo the WWE's good guys or babyfaces and cheer bad guys, heels, showing their disapproval of characters and storylines they religiously watch every week. Chicago fans do plan on erupting with joy if Monday night's main event features an appearance by CM Punk, a wrestler who openly showed his disdain for fans and colleagues by walking out on his contractual obligations.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, another good one.
Can I break the glass and move on now?
I'm just going to read the headline of this one, and then okay. we'll move on. DDP Yoga brings deceased wrestler back from the grave.
Oh, wow. Who'd it bring back?
You can ask.
Which one?
Big John Studd.
Oh, wow.
All right.
So, I think you guys are going to do it tonight, guys.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Moving on forward.
Yeah, so, some of those more than others.
Yeah, Adrian, what do we got coming up on the network?
Shows.
What shows?
About wrestling.
Okay, Kyle, what do we got coming up on the network?
Wait,
God damn you guys. I suck at plugs anyway, and it's usually written out for me. Fuck you guys.
Well, all of you. What show comes on Wednesday nights on the network?
Let's shoot him in the hip.
With?
Dan Phelps, Michael Classic, and Sean Brown.
And what time is that?
7.
Our time. What time on the East Coast?
For you fuckers who don't live in the Central Time Zone, it's 8 o'clock.
What time does it come on in Australia?
Asian o'clock.
I'll actually allow that. That's
okay. Fair. So even though they don't use our website exactly, what show comes on Tuesday nights?
Talk TNA.
No.
That's actually Monday.
That's Monday.
FTW.
There you go. Adrian, help him out with this.
All right, FTW has Lee, Harrison, Joe, Rob, Garvin. They talk about everything. And they're very topic-based, and they're more on point than we are.
Okay. And now, our featured podcasts. We'll start with...
You can listen to the show live at ftwlive.com or download it from our site at twrnetwork.com.
What time?
We already did this.
7 o'clock our time?
8, 7 central.
Okay. It's featured podcast. Kyle, I hear you're on a podcast.
I am.
Okay, what's that called?
We already let him plug his at the beginning.
Okay. Wrestling Niche, Kyle Robinson and Double A, Jake Mullen. look for it usually, what, Thursdays, Fridays, something like that?
Yeah, whenever.
Like, Thursday afternoon-ish.
Whenever. And then we got Talk TNA, which, hey, surprise, surprise, they talk TNA wrestling.
On Mondays.
On Mondays. Join Claudia and Dave as they talk about wrestling, TNA wrestling. I'm sure they'll have a lot to say after TNA Impact, or whatever the fuck up paper was tonight. Lockdown.
Lockdown.
Whatever. And then if you go to, because we totally forgot to plug this last week, the website, TWRNetwork.com. Paul Jordan does all of our news.
Hardest working man.
Yep.
Apparently you can vote in the polls that are open for the Rod Father's Worst Gimmick Tournament.
Yep.
Yep.
There's, well, every now and then there's an article written. Not very often.
Especially by guys named Richard.
Richard and Kyle and... Wasn't Jake supposed to be a writer?
He was.
Yeah, Jake can barely speak English. I don't know why the hell they gave him the option to write stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
And let's you can't understand that like, Dingo ate my baby crap, you know?
Hey, let's not forget Classic Sandals. Okay,
hold on. You cut me off. And then the real reason everyone goes to the TWRNetwork.com is Classics Angels.
Oh, Jesus yes. Christ.
Jesus. And you know, I hear if you Google a lot of these chicks that are on there, you can find naked pictures of them.
Most of them you can.
Yeah.
I know well, that
if you're going to do it right, you got to do it right, right? There you go.
What the hell is that?
It's Jason Heath jerking off. And actually, Classics Angels.
Like was swapping some weird fluids.
No. And Jason Heath, what we like to call it, it's Jason Heath's...
Hey, baby.
...portion of the website. So, I ain't got anything else. Oh, yeah, shit.
Baby. Great.
What?
Totally forgot what the fucking song for the week is going to be since you're the big loser.
You know what? Since we have our special guest, I'll defer to our special guest.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What are we doing?
What song do you want us to end the show with there, Kyle?
Does it matter? I can pick anything in the world.
Yes.
No.
Wrestling related.
Wrestling related. You can pick anything in the world. Fuck it. Yes. You can pick whatever.
No. I got this. Perfect. God damn it. It's by the band Cascada.
Oh, God damn it. Okay. I'm probably not going to have it.
You don't have it?
No, probably not. I can't even. Is this a wrestling theme?
What? Fuck. All right, fine. Do the new Wade Barrett theme.
I don't have that. We're going to do Stand Back.
God damn you.
Why can't we do the Wade Barrett theme? I like it.
Because I don't know if I have the Wade Barrett theme.
We'll have to make sure to have that. We'll have to make sure to have it, though.
You know what? Hang on. The internet is chanting for Goldberg.
Oh, God.
No, yeah, Blue Wizard is chanting for Goldberg.
The internet is chanting
Goldberg.
Goldberg.
I wish I had some
kind of to spite them.
I really, really do.
Goldberg, let's play it.
What?
Goldberg.
Why?
Why not? If you can leave our mics on, that way we can play Goldberg.
Richard joined in.
You should play Ryback.
Mateo Mitz joined in. God, it's a riot by the audience in the chat. Right.
Do what? What'd you say?
I said you should play Ryback just to spite them.
Feed me more. Oh, God.
Do it.
All right. I think we're getting called tonight.
Yes, all right,
fair enough. I think we've done a lot of... Adrian, if someone doesn't like something we said, what do they do?
fuck off.
All right, or send us an email at the R about.
No. Or you message the Rodfather on Facebook because he's our head of our public relations department.
Yes, he is.
Oh God. Or you can send us an email at the rbomb@gmail.com or send me a message on Facebook or you know anything like that. The mail sack is still open, but Adrian's felt around the sack quite a bit and hasn't found anything. So please,
yeah, with my growth on there,
with his growth on there. But feel free, you know, like I said. Help us out there.
And also stay tuned for more details in an upcoming show as far as a bet between me and Rodfather.
Let's talk a little, just real quick.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we'll wrap it up.
We'll just leave it at that. There'll be details
next week.
Yeah, okay, yes. Good. All right, so once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Hubbard, saying adios, motherfuckers.
The big bad booty daddy!
That's right, the big Adrian Masters is out of here.
The Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
Bye, guys.
Saying what? What?
Saying so long.
There you go.
I don't have a sign. I'll catch you praise thingy.
And Ku Klux Kyle.
Reminding you to get your dry cleaned by white people.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. We're going to leave it. Okay. We'll see you next week. Until then, you've
been our ball.
You guys got to stop fucking doing that. You know what, Adrian? Yeah, I'm doing this just because of you. Ready?
Feed me.
We'll see you later, folks.
Goldberg, right back, same difference.
Me more. Feed me.
Hold on. I'm gonna do it. I just wanted to piss everyone off.
Alright, here we go.
Goldberg, Goldberg, Goldberg. All right, yeah, we're done with that. All right, later, Paul.